From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, reportedly advanced slowly on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo Tuesday. On Monday, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts at salvaging a ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Washington was not abandoning the peace process.
We are not giving up on the Syrian people. We are not abandoning the pursuit of peace. We are not going to leave the multilateral field. We are going to continue to try to find a way forward in order to end this war. And we will do everything possible through the International Syria Support Group, through the United Nations, or even through smaller multilateral meetings in order to try to find a way forward.
Kerry lashed out at Russia and Syria for pursuing a military path. Meanwhile, the Russian military said it deployed air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus and Russian ships offshore. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov also called on the U.S. to recognize almost all the Syrian opposition it supports is part of the al-Qaeda and Jabhat al-Nusra insurgency. South African police Tuesday fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades at student protesters in Johannesburg as authorities tried to reopen Wits University. It has been the scene of weeks of protests over tuition fee hikes. Shaira Kala is a student protest leader.
We've been brutalized and we've been peaceful. And each time we try to maintain order and discipline. But at some point, something has got to show the kind of brutality and the kind of disorder that the police are trying to create.
Protesters say the fee hikes are forcing poor, often black people, out of education. This is VOA News. A fierce late-season hurricane, the worst in a decade, is barreling toward the Bahamas after Haiti Tuesday felt its strong storm-force winds, torrential rains, and surging seas. Matthew, at the time a Category 4 storm, tore through the Dominican Republic and Cuba, killing at least 9, displacing thousands. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for the storm's wrath as it moves in a northwesterly direction.
My stomach tells me that this one might be bad, but we live in hope and we trust that everything works out bad for us.
Andy Gill, a resident of the Bahamian capital Nassau, hurricane and tropical storm warnings have been posted in southern Florida, where the storm could hit at week's end. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has ordered the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of residents beginning Wednesday.
We will be starting evacuations tomorrow afternoon, so we ask that everybody start getting your things together, that you have, start contacting your family, start thinking about where you're going to go and how you're going to go.
The governors of Florida and Georgia have also declared states of emergency. The UN is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen, which it considers one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien completed a three-day visit and said most of the population is in need of some form of humanitarian aid.
So of the 40 million who are food insecure, 7 million do not know where the next meal is coming from.
Yemen, one of the Arab world's poorest countries. At least 3 civilians were killed, a dozen wounded in the Libyan city of Benghazi Tuesday, after several rockets, believed fired by Islamic State fighters, detonated in the city's center. The area's fighting between forces of Eastern Commander Field Marshal Khalifa Haftar and IS remnants. Secretary of State Kerry said Wednesday in Brussels that at an Afghan aid conference, the Taliban should learn from an agreement reached between the Kabul government and warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar as a path to an honorable peace. Kerry said the conflict cannot be won on the battlefield, but only through a political settlement. 3 American university professors won the Nobel Prize for Physics for their work on exotic states of matter, including F. Duncan Haldane.
Yeah, I feel very gratified to have played a part with my co-laureates in coming up with new ways of thinking in condensed matter physics.
His British-born colleagues are David J. Thulis and J. Michael Kosterlitz. They're all credited for bringing forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. The International Monetary Fund says global growth remains weak and predicts that advanced economies will expand more slowly this year. The IMF said the world economy has moved sideways, expanding 3.1% this year. Will speed up slightly in 2017. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.